Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome to another edition of the ATL Dreaming Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2. We are back for Week 2 of Atlanta Dream Basketball. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Yukiri Thomas. What's up, Kiri?
Hello, hello, sports lovelies. Hello, I'm back.
Again, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. You know, like, you know, these people just waking up. You know what I mean?
I can't help myself. You know I'm always at a 10.
He's trying to bring the energy, and I appreciate that. Anyway. Listen, we got a lot to talk about today, man. You know, a busy week for the Atlanta Dream. Since we've talked last, they've had 3 games. We're going to kind of talk about the game that happened today, the first 2 home games, and we're going to get into it, man. So welcome in to the only podcast dedicated to the Atlanta Dream. I know Kiri was out checking out the Atlanta United. How are you doing today, dear?
Oh, my gosh. Such a busy, busy day. I'm just super excited to be back talking the Atlanta Dream. Again, this is something different. This is something special. I'm just ready to talk about it. I can't wait. I'm busting at the seams.
Indeed. Now, listen, I think we both kind of came into this season kind of just with, like, not really high expectations, but just like, hey, man, we're going to see what we got. You know what I mean? After last year, it was a lot. And so we were kind of just like kind of playing with house money this year. And I know we have a lot of basketball left, but the Atlanta Dream are 3-1. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take this thing 1 week at a time. And 3-1 feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, hell to the yeah. Yes. Listen, E, this team is special. Let me tell you. Oh, my gosh, E. Can we talk about, I'm telling you, I'm busting at the seams. Can we get into the first game?
Yes, let's get into it. Before we get into the first game, I gotta mention something first. So at the end of last game, well, the game before last, we saw one Miss Tiffany Hayes sneak to the locker room after the game. Did you have, by chance happen to see the clip?
I saw the clip.
What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts when you saw it?
Oh my gosh, excitement. You know, again, I think you had asked a question to me last week about where does Tiffany Hayes fit in? And, you know, again, my brain went just totally blank because I was like, oh my gosh, Tiffany. Oh yes, we do need her. And, you know, I shot that question to some of our media friends. And you know what they said? Oh my gosh, that was a great question because right now, we don't know. But ultimately, I'm hoping that she can take that seniorship role, that leadership role, and just be this mentor to these young girls, these young ladies. Let's say that because I don't want to disrespect young ladies, because this team is different. There's something special about the Atlanta Dream right now. Something is happening. It's happening.
From the top down, you can see it. I mean, there's still, you know, things that they're going to have some growing pains, but you have to be pleased from what you see from the top down. And just real quick on Tiffany before we get to the game. When I saw the clip of her coming into the locker room and how she was embraced by everybody, and I was just like, it's going to be okay. Because I was a little worried. I was like, okay, is there going to be a good thing? But Tip has never been that type of player. You know, I'm not going to speak on players of the past. Tip has never been that type of player. And after I thought about it, I was like, yeah, we're going to be good. And I actually asked Ryan after today's game. And for those who don't know, Ryan had a great game today, 34 points in the win against Indiana. I asked her after the game, how, like, what are your thoughts about playing with Tip? You know what I'm saying? Like, and she just lit up. She's like, I think it's going to be dangerous. I think it's going to be so much fun. And I can't wait to pick her brain. I mean, it like, she was just so excited about the idea of playing with Tip. And I mean, Tip comes over. She's a defender. She plays. She's someone that can, you know, create her own shot. I can't wait to see them both on the court together. I think it's going to be really good. I did have some reservations at first, but I'm with it now. I'm with it now. So I'm over it now.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so good. I can't wait. I'm just so excited. Again, I'm ready to talk game one. Can we please?
So game one, you were in the building. And for those who may not have been there, I just want you to just paint the atmosphere. Two sellout games back to back. I don't know the last time we had sellout games from that arena. But shout out to the Dream, the promotions, the marketing, everybody. Talk about what it looked like, what it felt like, what it smelled like. A sellout game.
It smelled like money. No, realistically, just to be in the building, seeing that support, it just warmed my heart, because you and I and the rest of our media friends have been in those arenas and we couldn't pack one section, right? It was, the whole entire building was full of fans. They were yelling, they were excited, the energy was live, and the Dream has a new freaking court. Did you see the court?
It looked great. It looked great. Like, it was beautiful. Like, I love the change. I love everything about it.
Let me tell you, everything was branded. From the time you got into the arena, you knew you were at an Atlanta Dream game. You know, before in the past, we're like, is it the Hawks playing or the Dream? Is it the Skyhawks playing? What is going on? But no, this time around, the Dream has finally really reclaimed their home. The energy was there. I was so super excited. And was so interesting enough, we saw Renee Montgomery at the end after the press conference, because, you know, we were all so excited about the win. We stayed like over an hour just chatting it up about the Dream and everything, media stuff. And we saw Renee Montgomery. So she came up to each individual, all of us, gave us hugs, dapped us up. And she asked the question, what do you think? And you know my answer. I love it.
I know you did.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, branding-wise, the Dream is onto something. And then to come off that win, oh my gosh, Ryan Howard is something special. Can I say Ryan Howard is the answer? She's the answer.
Definitely
the answer.
Definitely a good win, and against a team like LA, who's going to be a good team this year. You know, they got all the marquee players with Liz Cambage, they got Kennedy Carter, they got the Onyeka girls. Just a good win overall, like as far as what you saw on the court. So it was good that the fans were there, they had the new lights, mm-hmm. they had the mm-hmm. new court. Mm-hmm. But you still got to play basketball, right? So, like, from a basketball standpoint, that first game, I've always said, and I'm going to let you, I'm curious what are your thoughts. This team plays so fast this year. What did you see, like, from a standpoint of how they played that first game?
Fast movement. Everything was fast. The offense was on point. I think in the past, the Dream's offense has always been a problem. But this time around, to go against a team like the LA Sparks, is one of the best WNBA teams in the league, and to handle your own against Liz Cambage. Do you know how tall she is?
Very.
I mean, like, I was like in awe, like, what is going on here? But yes, offense was on point. Ryan Howard definitely led the team to a win. 77 points now. That's a lot, 77 to 75. This is something special. This is something different.
I said before they even went to the game, I said they have to play fast in order for them to win, because, you know, you got someone like Liz Cambage. You don't want to get into a situation where you're just going back and forth, half court and then to death, because she'll eat you up, you know. She had 16 points, but still, you know, they were able to get some good scoring from everybody. You know, Ari played pretty decent. Mega Walker. I mean, it was just a complete team effort and good way to start out the season, beating a team like the LA Sparks, one of the better teams in this league. But
yes. And did we mention Kennedy was scoreless?
Oh, now listen. I listened to the podcast that we did last week. And if you haven't, go back and check that out. And I remember we talked about Kennedy, and I was like, listen, I don't care. I like Kennedy, but she's not on the Dream no more, so I ain't pulling for her. I said, if y'all boo her, I ain't going to be mad at y'all. And I said this. I said, if she goes 0 for 15, I'm not going to be mad. And she went 0 of 7. You talk about putting stuff into the atmosphere. You see how that thing worked? You see how that thing worked?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sad.
I wasn't surprised because, again, we spoke about this. But, yeah, it was a great, great night.
Hey, it was perfect, man. Perfect. And, again, I hope Kennedy does great the rest of the season. I really do. Really like the girl. I love her game. But against the Dream, nah, bruh. Next time, come and do 0-12. Let's do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is. Let's move on to the second game. Didn't fare as well. You played the Las Vegas Aces, who are, talk about one of the top teams in the league. Definitely one of the top teams in the league, and they have one of the top players, if not the best player in the league, with Aja Wilson. Yes. I thought this was a good litmus test of saying, okay, this is what it takes to win. This is how you win. And you're just not there yet. You know, you're just not there. That's what you want to be. You want to get to a point where you are the Las Vegas Aces, where you have an Aja Wilson, Chelsea Gray. I mean, they got Hamby this year. So, I mean, they had like 6 or 7 people in double figures. It was just too much, I thought. They were just kind of overmatched, and it was kind of a game that, okay, well, on to the next one.
Yeah.
what were your thoughts on the Aces game?
I had already checked out by that point. When I saw 20 points, I'm like, what is happening here? Again, they just couldn't match up with that team. That team, it was just really on point with their game. Of course they would, because like you said, they're one of the better teams. Interesting enough, Atlanta Dream did have 2 players in double digits, of course. And was one. But Erie McDonald, she led the team in scoring 20 points. It just seems that the Dream this time around did not play good basketball on both ends. It just did not fit, period. But that's okay. You know, it was just a Dream.
I see what you did there. One thing about Las Vegas Aces, and aside from Hamby, the person that they brought over this year, that team has been together for a while. Like, they had been together. And I think, like, last year, they're what, in the conference finals or close to it. This team has been together, and you saw that. Like, everybody knew where the right hand and the left hand were going. And again, I think that's just where the Dream are trying to get. You have a lot of new pieces, and they're trying to build what the Las Vegas team has. And I think they're onto a good start because we plucked one of their coaches. So,
yes.
Everybody loves Coach T. I know it's early on. I thought they did a great job talking about Coach T today in the broadcast. And I love her energy. I love everything about her, you know. And so,
yes, you know, I love her. You know, I love her. But I definitely want to give a shout out to Becky Hammon, too, because, again, she's back in the WNBA. You know, we thought she was going to be the first head coach of the NBA.
But she still might.
She was an assistant coach.
You know, I think that if anyone is going to break that barrier, it still might be her. You know what I'm saying? Who's you're to right. say? In another 2 or 3 years, I don't know, you know, but if that's still a goal for her, or I think if anyone breaks it, it might be even her or Dawn Staley. You know, those are kind of the top coaches in the women's game that could break that barrier. But
absolutely.
Yeah, everybody loves Becky, man. She's awesome. She's awesome.
She is. Well, can I shoot you a question just off the map? You know, this has been on my spirit, you know?
Shoot.
Angel McCarthy, what's the deal with her? Did she get her contract bought out, or what's the deal with her?
Angel is with Minnesota, right?
No, not no more.
Oh yeah. So I did see that. Like, I think about 2 days ago, they had bought her out. So she can go anywhere. Like, I guess she's a free agent now.
Could she possibly come back to the team and retire?
I don't think. I think we've turned that page, Carrie.
Don't say that, E. Say that to me.
So listen, you want her back as a coach? Is that what you wanted to come back?
No, I just want her back as like in a Vince Carter role. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, because again, we know Angel is probably at, you know, it's probably at the end of her career, right? We know this.
Oh, ain't no
problem. Why not finish it out? Maybe that's on my wish list, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Listen.
Could that happen?
No, it's not going to happen, and it don't need to happen. And listen, I love Angel. I'm the one that said, listen, we need to put her jersey up in the rafters. You know what I'm saying? She needs to be the first one, but the Angel McCautry page has turned. You know, this is Ryan Howard's team, and the page has turned on that. That's old Atlanta Dream. You know what I'm saying? If she wants to come back out as an assistant, I'll welcome. Hey, she could even be part of the front office if Renee wants to do some of that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
As far as her playing, nah, we good. No disrespect, but we good.
No.
She's 35. She's had so many injuries. And when the Minnesota Lynx bought her out, I think that says something, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I think that's that. They also waived our good friend Odyssey Sims. So, you know, she's out there looking for a job. So we'll see. As far as today's game, a good hard-fought game against Indiana. The Rook went off, man. The Rook 33? Went off.
Is it 33? How many points?
33 points. And she looked so smooth. It was like a smooth 33. And it's like Coach said after the game, like, that's just kind of her. Like, that's her game. She's never rushed. She's always in control. And Coach was like, look, we just try to put her in space. We try to make things work. And the thing that I love about today's game, Coach T said, I'm happy for the win, but I'm not satisfied. Right?
So, I let you know,
like, look, man, there's still work to be done. And I agree with that. There's still works to be done. They're still turning the ball over a little bit too much for me. But, again, first time a lot of these players are playing together. And 85 points today, man. Like, 85 points. Ryan scored some kind of record. I had to go back and look and see. But 33 points, she was really good today.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't I tell you she's the answer?
Yes. I don't like comparing her to AI because that's the same thing we did with Kennedy and we saw.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, we did. Let's just let her be
Howard for now. Like, let's just let her be Ryan, and we'll figure out the rest later.
I know. Well, I'll just say the sensational Ricky Ryan Howard. How about that?
She's definitely the face of the franchise right now. And I said that on show number one, she is the face of the franchise. And that's a good thing. That is a very
because again, this is a new management, new owners, new GM, new assistant GM. Oh my gosh, new team, new young team. And that's what this team need, new blood. And we have basically operated, brought back this team to life. And again, it's going to be some crazy, crazy stuff to see this coming season. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in, E.
One thing that I really liked this, looking at the stats from today's game, she had 17 free throws. And that lets me know you're just not settling for shots. You're just not settling for three-pointers, you know what I'm saying? And I like that. The Dream as a team, they went to the line 30 times. And so I like that aggressiveness. Coach T said they wanted to be aggressive, and they were. They got to the line 30 times, and that's a good thing. They do play Indiana twice, kind of in a back-to-back. I think the next game is on what? Is it Tuesday? Or is it – I don't think it's Monday. I think it's Tuesday. You got the schedule in front of you?
I'm looking now as we speak. So keep talking.
So – they definitely play them twice. I'm not sure. Curie's checking if it's Monday or Tuesday. I want to say it's Tuesday. And she's like, look, it's hard to beat teams twice in a row. It's hard to beat teams back-to-back like that. This team's going to be hungry. They're going to be, you know, ready to get their get back. And we're going to have to play better to beat them two times in a row. And she's right. It's hard to beat them back-to-back like that. And this Indiana's going to want to get their get back, especially at home.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. And it is Tuesday. They will play them Tuesday at their home court advantage. So we shall see.
Do you have the schedule up right now?
I do.
So tell us what the games they have for this week up until Sunday. So they're going to be Indiana still on Tuesday, but what's the rest of the week look like?
The Mystics on Friday at Gateway Arena, of course. Okay. And the next week would be Tuesday, the Mystics again, and that's going to be on their home turf.
All right, so this week is another three-game week. So you got the two games in Indiana, and then they're back home Friday against the Washington Mystics. Okay, so another three games, and hopefully, hey, if they're going to be having 3 and 4 games a week, let's try to win 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4. You know, obviously you're not going to win most of them, but you just want to be in a good position come playoff time that you can get in there. You know what I mean? So. Let's absolutely. Win these weeks, man. Let's win these weeks.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here for it. You know, we'll be covering from afar. Zoom access.
So I know we normally bring back our, if you guys listened to the show last year, we always did Player of the Week and we did Unsung Hero. So the Player of the Week this week, Kiri always has one. I always have one. And it doesn't necessarily always have to be like leading score or whatever. Sometimes we get kind of creative with it. We've been talking a lot about the rookie. And I'm going to ask Kiri first, as far as the week is concerned. And I'm putting in all three games, right? So today's game, the Aces game, and the LA game. You're going to go with the rookie for your player of the week, or are you going to go in another direction?
Hell to the end. The sensational rookie, Ryan, my cousin. Remember I told you she was my cousin?
Yeah, Ryan Howard. Yeah, because your main name is Howard, right?
That's right. That's right.
I got you. I'm with it. I'm with it.
So, yes, she is definitely my player of the week. She cannot do any wrong in my eyes right now. Ryan, go. Represent our family well.
You done got her all up. You're nut. All right, so Kiri's going to go with her cousin for the player of the week. I'm going to follow suit. I normally don't like to agree with Kiri on the most things, but I'm going to follow suit. I think for the first week that we do player of the week, it's only fitting that we do Ryan. And we kind of spread the love. It may not be her every single week, you know, but games of 21, 13, and 33 this week, just – as a rookie, being, you know, holding a team on your shoulders is something to be commendable. So for the week, we're going to give the player of the week. She's gonna get both of them. So she's going to get Kiri's and my player of the week, Ryan Howard, the 6'2 rookie from Kentucky. Great week of basketball. Hopefully she will continue it on. So,
and she's your Kiri's cousin. You forgot to put
that. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. Your kin folk. She's kin folk.
Yeah, my folks. I mean. Yes.
Gotcha. One thing also we do is an unsung hero as we kind of wind down this pod. Unsung hero is something that we give out that it may not be basketball related. It may be basketball related. It could be something on or off the court. It's kind of something that me and Kiri always have fun with to bring attention to something or however we want to do it. We just kind of get creative with it. Kiri, I'm curious to know, who is your unsung hero for the week?
You know, I just thought about that, and I want to say, I want to, you know, be a little bit serious because it's craziness going on out there in the world, but I want to give a shout out to all the ladies out there in the WNBA that are supporting Brittany Griner, just supporting her safe return back home. They're just very vocal about, you know, getting her back home. Congress, hopefully they will work together and work out something with this crazy country over there. But yeah, I'm just giving shout out to all the ladies out there in the WNBA, just showing love and support for their fellow sister. Yeah, that's my unsung hero for the week.
Facts. Good. Yeah, man, definitely bring BG home, man. Bring her home safely. That's just a crazy situation. I can't even imagine, like, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. So
right.
Free Brittany Griner. And I think one thing that the WNBA does well is once they get on something, they're going to put it in your face, Jack. And they're going to work and they're going to work together. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
right.
One thing the WNBA does, they got that unity piece clicking, Jack.
Yes, they do. Kelly Loeffler, who?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Get up out of here. Get her out of here.
Yes.
Let me stop.
Okay, let's even remember that.
Good one. For my unsung hero, I'm going to stay here in Atlanta. And I'm going to give my unsung hero to one Renee Montgomery.
Yeah. Renee
has always been a fan favorite of mine, even when she played. But seeing what she has done and her impact on joining the ownership group, and I'm going to tell you this, I watched the game today on Bally Sports, and I don't think it's coincidence that the Dream have all these games on Bally now. You know, they've shown that they're open to diversity by letting, you know, Monique and Renee be part of the Hawks broadcast. Now they're broadcasting the Atlanta Dream. And Angel and Tabitha did a great job today on the broadcast on Bally Sports. And I think, and this is just a thought, I think Renee had a whole lot to do with that. You know what I mean?
You think? So yes.
I'm shouting out Renee Montgomery for all of the great things she's doing for this team and all the great things she's doing for the city, man. Like, I mean, I'm a fan. I just want to salute her. She is my unsung hero for the week.
She is. Shout out to Renee. We love Renee. Boss chick. That chick there is doing it. Thank you, Renee. We love you, Renee.
always. We got to get her on the show, too.
Yes.
Before we do our parting shots, man, again, the Dream have two more games this week against Indiana. Again, that's going to be a tough one. Because them girls are going to be upset. Like, look, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to come in our house and beat us twice.
Right.
Coach said they're going to have to play better. They're going to play harder, play stronger. We're going to see. And then we got Washington. But any final thoughts before we get into our parting shots for today?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready for the next game. I have not been this excited about this team in how many months? Because last year was a blur. We don't want to even remember. What happened?
You were excited about the team last year, Carrie.
I was devastated.
At what point last year did you finally start to lose the excitement? Because I don't know. Like, was there one thing that you were just like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this podcast. Like, I don't like.
Let's just go ahead because it can't get no worse. Okay.
You are the eternal optimist, but even last year was too much for you.
It was too much, and the growing pains. You like to use the growing. Was that truly growing pains?
Yeah,
that's right.
That was kind of. That was growth by fire.
Clearly,
growth by fire. But we've turned the page. It's a new season, and we're speaking positivity into the season. We're speaking playoffs this year, man. Let's go ahead and put that in the atmosphere too.
The atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and speak playoffs into the atmosphere, and you know, we'll see what happens after that. So we're gonna speak that. We're gonna speak positivity into this team, into the Dream, praying everyone stays healthy and has a good season. So, with that being said, Kerry, do you have any parting shots for today?
Yes, my parting shots for today. Oh my gosh, so much craziness is happening in this world. It's sometimes hard to be so very positive with wars happening and mass shootings happening. But I just want to tell everybody, you know, just live your best and act your best and think your best each day, because there may not be a tomorrow. So always be your best, period. Period.
Yeah, man, we, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to all those members of the, during the mass shooting that was racially charged. We're never going to get into all of that, but just a bad,
yes.
Like, there's so much. There's happening. So much going on. Sometimes you just have to kind of put your head in the sand to kind of keep on going. But, you know, you got to encourage each other, got to love each other, and just take it one day at a time. My parting shot is, it's almost that time of year. And the time of year I'm talking about is the end of the school year. So,
oh, gosh.
your teachers and your educators who have toiled and worked hard all season, all year, it is almost time to give those babies back to y'all.
Oh, please, no.
To make sure that if you have some teachers, that you show your teachers some appreciation and work with your kids over the summer. I'm going to tell you this, as someone who works on the elementary level, a little bit of reading and math every day is not going to kill them. You know what I'm saying? Don't let them fall off during the summertime. Let them have some time, but a little bit of reading and math ain't going to hurt nobody. So
absolutely.
Make sure you show your educators some love. And find some interesting things to do with your kids this summer. Don't let them just veg out in front of their tablets. And, you know, be good to each other. Be good to each other.
I love that. See, that's why you're the professor. Professor. That's why. I love that. I'm glad I don't have little ones anymore. But you know what? They would not come back with me. I have to send them to Edwin Powell's house for the summer.
Oh, no, no, no. You ain't sending nobody over there.
I'm just saying. But no, we love our educators again. Without you guys, oh my gosh, it would be an awful, awful world. Because I know I couldn't be an educator at all. At all. Somebody's child wouldn't make it back home. I'm just saying.
And there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the ATL Dream Podcast. Make sure you can rate and review the podcast on all those streaming networks you can find us at. Just type in ATL Dream Podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. Let us know what you love about the show. Subscribe to the show. We appreciate all the RTs. We will be back next week recapping another week of Atlanta Dream Basketball. On behalf of Yakiri, I'm E-Dub. We are gone.
Deuces.
Peace.